we'll see in a little while, is maybe the main shloka of the Bhagavad Gita. In fact, it is the main shloka of the Bhagavad Gita. I also want to, before starting, thank all of the nice Vaishnavas who came to make this festival of glorifying Lord Nityananda a great success. You came from all parts of the different European countries, and we even have a guest from Canada who came so far. This is certainly nice, so we now all together get into the right mood of celebrating this festival, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is most merciful, will certainly bestow his mercy upon us. So the verse today is from taken from the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text number, it's 56, am I correct? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Still a little. Something is not 56. 65. Other two numbers change.
Manmana.
Manmana.
Bhava.
Matbhakto,
matbhakto,
majaji,
majaji,
ma,
ma,
namaskuru,
namaskuru,
manmana bhava matbhakto,
manmana bhava matbhakto,
majaji mang namaskuru,
majaji mang namaskuru,
ma, evaishyasi, satyante, pratijane, kriyosime, mang evaishyasi satyante, pratijane, priyosime, mang manabhava matpakto, majaji mang namaskuru,
majaji mang namaskuru,
mame vaishyasi satyante,
mame vaishyasi satyante,
pratijane priyosime,
pratijane priyosime,
manmana bhava matpakto,
manmana bhava matpakto,
majaji mang namaskuru,
majaji mang namaskuru,
mame vaishyasi satyante,
mame vaishyasi satyante,
pratijane priyosime,
pratijane priyosime.
Yes. Manmana.
Manmana.
Become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Purport. The most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of him and act for him. One should not become an official meditator. Life should be so molded that one will always have the chance to think of Krishna. One should always act in such a way that all his daily activities are in connection with Krishna. He should arrange his life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours he cannot but think of Krishna. And the Lord's promise is that anyone who is in such pure Krishna consciousness will certainly return to the abode of Krishna, where he will be engaged in the association of Krishna face to face. This most confidential part of knowledge is spoken to Arjuna because he is a dear friend of Krishna. Everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend to Krishna. and obtain the same perfection as Arjuna. These words stress that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, the very form with two hands, carrying a flute, a bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers in his hair. There are descriptions of Krishna found in the Brahma Sanghita and other literatures. One should fix his mind on this original form of Godhead Krishna. One should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord. The Lord has multi forms as Vishnu, Narayana, Rama, Varaha, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna. Concentration of the mind on the form of Krishna constitutes the most confidential part of knowledge, and this is disclosed to Arjuna because Arjuna is the most dear friend of Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudevi Gaura Bhaktavinoda
Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa
Sindhubhyaiva Cha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah.
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
In the verse preceding this verse, Krishna says that he will now begin to speak to Arjuna the most confidential part of knowledge. If someone says, now listen, I will tell you something very confidential, something very secret, we can be rest assured that before that there must have been some other information which was given. Imagine if I would now say to Shrishtikara, Shrishtikara, now I will tell you the most confidential thing. And Shrishtikara will feel all nervous because, whew, now it's getting serious. We all know that there are very confidential things which are not known to us at this particular moment, and which, if we might know them, might unsettle us in many different ways. So, Krishna saying that, now listen, you will hear the most confidential knowledge, he can be rest assured that before that he has given other information. And he has so. There are five levels of instructions in the Bhagavad Gita, coming from general instructions to secret instructions to more secret, to most secret, and to the most secret of all secrets. Do we want to know what these instructions are? I have a lot of information here, and I'll just jump over this, but to really understand the Bhagavad Gita, you need to understand the progression of information which is given. So the general instruction which is given to most general instructions are instructions like Jatasya hi dhruve mrityor. This instruction means this. One who has taken his birth is sure to die. I mean, this everyone can understand, right? and after death one is sure to take birth again. Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not lament. There are other instructions like this which describe the eternality of the soul. For instance, Vaishang Sijena Niyata Vihaya Nayani Grinati Naro Parani. As a person puts on new garments, giving up old ones, the soul similarly accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones. And then there are also instructions how we should live in this world by not having any problems. It says, there is no possibility of one's becoming a yogi, O Arjuna, if one eats too much. Krishna very generally says, don't eat too much. You won't become a yogi if you're always too full in your belly. But one also cannot become a yogi if one doesn't eat enough. This is also very general instruction. One cannot become a yogi if one sleeps too much or does not sleep enough. So these kind of instructions are described to be general instructions. The next one are more secret instructions. Arjuna wants to know after some time what are the symptoms of a self-realized soul. Stita pragyasya kaba shahya Arjuna. How does he walk, a self-realized soul? How does he sit down? What does he do and what does he not do? He wants to know. And this is certainly a little bit more intense, so to say, or secret, or confidential, you could say, than just knowing that you shouldn't eat too much, or that you are an eternal soul, and so on. So, Krishna answers this by giving Brahma Gyan that he doesn't, a self-realized soul, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma na sochati na kankshati, he does not lament, and he does not hanker for something. He is tolerant, just matra shvasha shtukontiya. You know these shlokas, I think, like summer and winter come, you know, and you don't become overly disturbed by it. You don't start sitting strike and sit strike when the winter comes. You know, you just tolerate and go on with your activities. In the same way, Krishna explains how a person who is self-realized, who understands that the general instruction that he is soul, that he becomes self-satisfied. Then it becomes more secret. What could that more secret understanding of the Bhagavad Gita be? Who knows? After understanding the Brahman knowledge, that there's one spiritual energy, it must be Paramatma. That we understand that Krishna is not very far away from us, but he is in our srita, our heart. I'm sorry, I'm getting already carried by into the Yugoslavian language. I have to control my mind now. Krishna says, Sarvasya chaham kriti sannivishtu. I am situated within everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. And dvoimo purusha loke. There are two kinds of personalities. He who falls and he who never falls. The super soul is always in the transcendental realm. Even though he might be in the material world like we, he does not come under the control of the material modes of nature. So then it goes more secret. We are now on the fourth level. It's most secret. What could that most secret knowledge be? It is, for instance, in the ninth chapter on the in the Gita, verse number 1. Let's see that I can find this for you in the original language of the Gita. Here it says the most confidential knowledge. Prabhupada has given this chapter this name. It goes, Iram tu tegu yatamang pravakshyam yanusu yaved. 9:1. The Supreme Personality of God had said, My dear Arjuna, Sisi Radha Madan Mohana ki jay. My dear Arjuna, because you are never envious of me, I shall impart to you this most confidential knowledge and realization, knowing which you shall be relieved of the miseries of material existence. This knowledge is that we should serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many verses, for instance, Ananyas Chintayantumang, it's in 9:22, where Krishna says that those who serve his transcendental form, Krishna will carry to them what they need and maintain what they have. This most confidential knowledge, isn't it? When you start serving Krishna, he becomes your well-wishing friend. This is quite confidential, very close, intimate. Or yat karoshi yat ashnasi, that's another verse in this category. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. But the Gita doesn't end here with this instruction. Now comes the secret of all secrets, and this is in this verse. It is described that Krishna, in the Manmana Bhavamat Bhakto verse, says Sarvaguyatamang, the most confidential of all knowledge, he describes four extraordinary activities here. And he guarantees that anyone who just follows these four extraordinary activities will go back to him, to the spiritual world. He gives this guarantee. And Prabhupada, he says, he comments like this. Life should be so molded that one will always have the chance to do this, to think of Krishna. One should always act in such a way that all his daily activities are in connection with Krishna. Now here the problem comes. Prahlad Maharaj, he explains this existential problem in the Bhakti, it's quoted in the Bhakti Sandarbha. He says, My dear Lord, how shall people like me think of you always? It's not possible. My mind is so impure. I am happy when I feel good and then I forget you. And when I feel miserable, I also forget you. And I'm always in lamenting. How will I ever follow this instruction, man mana bhava man bhakto, always think of you? Do you think this verse has something to do with you? Do you think it is totally unrelevant that we discuss this problem? Should we go to high rasika subjects? Or do you feel we should concentrate a little on this? I think this has very much to do with us. Oh, in the beginning states of devotional service, the adept or the devotee is concentration is called anishta or unsteady. It is always broken. We have heard from psychology that the ordinary person within 1 minute thinks 9 times of sex life in a subconscious way. 9 times. So agitated by material desires. Or we have heard from Vishwanath Chakravarti, this is for the very ordinary person, but for devotees certainly are not in this category, we've heard from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that in the beginning of devotional service, our enthusiasm is there for some time, but if the results don't come, then the enthusiasm dwindles and becomes lack. Or you could maybe get for the next class a piece of paper and, you know, count whenever your thoughts go away from the class. You might come with up with an amazing number of 50 times, you know. But this is only during one class. What to speak during a life? We should always think of Krishna. We are in a problem. It is described that to think always of Krishna is not so easy. It is possible, however, if you feel some lubov, some love for Krishna, some attraction. When you have to force your thoughts on something, it's extremely difficult to become successful in that. If you force your this has been dealt with by Krishna in the beginning chapters of Bhagavad Gita, where Arjuna just tells him how he is not possible to, for how it is not possible for him to concentrate his mind. Arjuna bluntly says it's more difficult than controlling the raging wind. So Krishna gives the solution. He says it is possible by constant practice. Now you will be interested to hear how you become steady by constant practice. The first thing which becomes steady is the body. We always get up, or we always do service with the body. Like, I think many of our devotees are on this platform, where they always can engage in devotional service and don't fall down. They are protected by the four rules and regulations, and while serving within the ISKCON framework of our society, they are always given some service, and they are usually willing to do this service. So that's the first thing. The next thing is the words. That's a little more difficult. It's as you sometimes know, there is an inborn nature to engage in Rajalpa. Sri Prahlad Narasingha Deva Ki Jai. It's not very common to actually find a devotee who always speaks about either service or things connected with the service. That's not so common, isn't it? Often you find that in our line, sometimes we begin to talk of things which are not so much connected with the spiritual life. So the words will be the next thing which becomes steady. And the third thing which becomes steady is the mind. That's how difficult it is. For the mind to become steady, it really needs some love of Krishna. It's very, very easy to become steady when your mind is drawn, but when you have to pause your mind to think of it, not possible. In my public lectures, I always make an experiment, and because you are so tired, I will make the experiment also with you. We need to don't look. So okay, I will make a sound, and then give you a task to perform. Then we will make the sound again. Then the experiment is over. Okay. Don't think of this glass now. All right, the experiment is over. Please tell me, Hare Krishna Vasudev. He's closing the doors, the Radha Madan Mohan. Should we not make... Ah, it's the regular time, because... this was in yes. Pujari says tomorrow is a big day, so our ladies will now go to rest. They will give us their mercy tomorrow in big quantities. So of course, I think you got the point. What did you think about the glass? You could not control your mind. It is not possible. No one has ever succeeded in controlling this mind, his mind during this experiment. But, when the mind is drawn, nothing can stop. There is an example of the gopis. Every morning Krishna would come with his cows and with his calves out of the village of Vrindavan. At that time he was greeted by the birds and the deers who were waiting for him since last evening, when they had gone with him out of the forest. They waited before the village proper until the Lord would come back again with his cows early in the morning. So every day all the devotees, all the gopas and gopis came out of the door they wanted to see Krishna passing with his calves next to them. And it was just their great pleasure for the day. Then when Krishna would be gone into the forest, they would practically be lifeless because their mind would have gone with him. This is how Vrindavan life goes about. The mind is solidly attached to Krishna. So there was one new gopi who was just married, and her mother-in-law and also sister-in-law told him, you can't see Krishna, because if you see Krishna, you will become like us. You will not be able to do your household duties very good, because your mind will go with Krishna. If you see this, anyway, it's not good to see Krishna, because anyone who sees Krishna, he is bitten by the black snake, and he becomes totally useless for all performances. So just stay. And they forbade the young new gopi to come and see Krishna. So she was actually locked in the door, was not able to see Krishna. She had come just newly arrived in Vrindavan, but did not have the chance. She felt very, very miserable. Then, the next morning, Krishna passed that door, and he knew about his devotee. So what he did is, he purposefully wanted to give her the darshan, and he took the calf at the, he's expert at the tail, and made like, the calf went like, ooh, it just ran to the door behind which the gopi was standing. And Krishna, oh, my calf, and Krishna ran after the calf, and then stood just before that door behind which his devotee was. And the gopi saw through a little spalt, crack, through a little crack in the door, Krishna. And her heart just went yoop to Krishna. And in this way she had her heart's desire fulfilled. Now, when Krishna was gone, the mother-in-law and daughter came and looked at the gopi. Hey, what are you doing? You have also now been bitten by this black snake. Hey, wake up. Do something. And they gave her a bucket in one hand, on the head, and a baby underneath the arm. Do something, get some water, don't stand around like this. So the young gopi was totally in yoga with Krishna. Yoginam api sarvesham, all connected with Krishna. Then when she finally came to the bell, she threw the baby instead of the bucket into the well. And the people were saying, hey, what are you doing? Get the baby here. You know, here's a bucket. Do it with the bucket. So this is an example where you can see it is certainly very easy to think of Krishna always when you have some love for Krishna, some attraction for Krishna. This is described also in the Katha Upanishad, and the reference is not at this moment with us, but the point here is that if Krishna, by his mercy, gives us only a drop of love, then it's very easy to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, our mind is a great obstacle. This brings us, who can supply us with this drop of magical attraction to Krishna? It is simply a hallucination, as we will see tomorrow, if we think we can come to Krishna without the mercy of Lord Nityananda. If we want our hearts to be going to Krishna, if we want to practice Manmana Bhava Mat Bhakto, we will need the mercy of Nithai. That we will see tomorrow. I want to end here now. I would really like to discuss further the other three extraordinary activities which need to be done, but it will not be possible for us to finish this. But if you are interested to hear, please come the day after Nityananda's appearance day to the morning lecture, and we will cover there the other three extraordinary activities which will surely make you Krishna conscious. By understanding this verse, we will one day be eligible to actually go to the spiritual world, the transcendental kingdom of God. This is sure. So, Hare Krishna, do you have any questions regarding this? These subjects which we have discussed so far, or any other question? You look very tired. I strongly can sense it in the atmosphere. Please go to bed early this afternoon. We have so much tomorrow. In nectar, well, just we know Nityananda's appearance day, the nectar will just stream from the altar. But if you're tired, you won't get it. So please be disciplined in the evening to find an early rest and be ready for tomorrow. Yes, but here was one. Dr. Jochen always has questions. The reason why we do not, Dr. Jochen's question again, he asked if the purpose is in this life to become so attached to Krishna that we can't actually live without Krishna or Krishna consciousness. This has been also explained in this purport to this verse. So, Maharaj Bharata, it seems, was greatly helped by remembering his miserable past life as a deer, and that lesson was always with him, so that he actually could not forget how important it is to become Krishna conscious now. Why can't we remember our past lives? This is the question, right? Well, the answer which we have heard often is, if you would remember your past life, that means another identity, you might become a little schizophrenic, not actually knowing what to, in what identity you should see yourself. You might not take your chance so serious also. You might say, well, there are many lives, many existences, so on. The main thing is, imagine, as a baby you remember your past life. You will not know how to relate. This can create some problems. And we have seen this in the investigations of Ian Stevenson, where young children apparently remember their past lives, and you know, they become, they don't know really how to act. They act in a two-way, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, almost in a twofold way. However, you are totally correct, and your point is very valid. To surrender really needs that you become dissatisfied with your material existence, or with your present state of existence. If you do not become satisfied, dissatisfied, you will never actually make a change. It is described that the word Namaha in the Vedic mantras means na, not, and maha means false ego, false identification. When we say Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, the prayer to the spiritual master, it means not false ego. We want to give up our false position in this material world, and then we can only surrender. If we maintain the present status, the present status quo, oh, will not be possible for us to surrender. But you can remember other miseries, the miseries of birth and death. It's a sign, it's a symptom of knowledge to remember, Krishna says it in the 13th chapter, to remember the miseries of birth and death. Wait, when you get older, it comes. When you, now you're so young and stormy. Oh, when I was young, tomorrow I will be 40. I never believed it. I said things like, never trust someone over 30. Now I'm 40. What a defeat. Bye. Yes, then you get old, and then, yes, you remember. Oh, misery, misery, misery. It comes young. Then it's easier to meditate about this. But I think there is enough misery also when you are 30 or 25, isn't it? So, just surrender. That means to give up one's false position of the enjoyer and controller. Good. Any other question? We will have the last question. Yes. Krishna says, one should think of him at the time of death. What happens when one thinks of the spiritual master at the time of death? This is a very interesting question. And it is actually answered in the Mana Shiksha verses. There you will find out how to think of the spiritual master. Sometimes we might not always think properly of the spiritual master. We might think of him as a fantastic dancer, a great prasadam eater, our personal free psychologue, psychologe. I don't know what's the word. What is the psychologe in English actually? Psychologist, yes. You might think of him in so many ways. But it is this, in Shastra, it is described, we should think of him, of Mukunda Preshta, as someone who is very dear to the Lord. This is how we should think of him. In other words, when you think of the spiritual master in the proper way, you will also think of Mukunda, of the Lord. That they go very tightly together, if you properly think. Another thing is, we should think of him as our master, that is, we should follow him. That is, Deva, Devatma, the master, that is, he's like a Deva, a Lord to us. And then, Atma, he's very dear to us also. We like him actually. that's how we must cultivate our relationship to the spiritual master, following him and as someone very close and dear. So if this is done properly, then especially this Mukunda Preshta, thinking of him as a dear servant of the Lord, then we will think of the Lord, and that is all. That's all right. Then we will also go to Krishna. When we think in a Krishna conscious way of our spiritual master, we go to Krishna. But we might yet have to cultivate our relationship to the spiritual master by service and by humble inquiry into the transcendental subject matter. Okay, so thank you. This was also a very nice question. Let us end here, and please once again take a rest early. Tomorrow is a day full of the most fantastic celebrations. Especially the morning lecture, we will hear Nityananda Katha you will be amazed. So if you all fall asleep, then I will not talk anything. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srisi Gaura Nitai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Om.
Divine Vaishnava Sachinara Maharaj ki jai.